This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Andy and Adrian.
Good morning. You're listening to Joy 94.9, and I'm very pleased to have the gorgeous Tina Arena in studio.
Good morning, Adrian.
Geez, Tina, you're all grown up. You're, you know, we remember you as a little bit of young Tina, and there was the 80s and the 90s, and then
and now survived.
Here we are talking about your 4.5-year-old, and
I know it's nuts, isn't it? And I'm in my 40s,
and you're in your 40s, and yeah. your musical style's changing and continues to change, and you're all grown up.
Well, you know, it was going to happen. Evolution does sort of get the better of you, God willing.
Yeah,
I've. You know,
it's Mother's Day this Sunday.
It's been an interesting year, it has, and I'll be away from my son. But the one thing is, I'll be here with my mum, which I'm really looking forward to. Franca, who's a sweetheart.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she's a legend.
Biggest home family, right? Like myself.
Well,
Filipa.
Yeah, is it, you know? My name is Filipino. I'm named after my mum's mum. Yeah.
Ah, lovely.
It's a big family. The Arenas and the Catalfamos are a big family, but you know, we're pretty quiet.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
You're not the big kind of loud Italian.
Oh, we used to be, but I think we're all old and over that.
Does your mum make the sauce anymore? She still does.
No, she still doesn't do the bottled sauce.
She
anymore.
Doesn't do that?
Nah, she's 74. She's not interested.
Don't be ridiculous, Adrian. She's 74. She does the wine and the sausages, but not the...
No, she doesn't even do that. They've never made wine. They're not big wine drinkers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ah, good.
I'm the wine drinker. They're not.
You are.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So I usually sort of go, come on, Dad, have a glass of that. And he's like, me buono. It's very nice.
Well, you know. So Tina, we know you. We've grown up with Tina Arena. You're an Australian. Well, you're an Australian icon, and we love what you've done and all the musical stuff. But you have had a second life. You have had a second life overseas in France and in Europe.
Mm.
And I was reading up. I was reading up today. I was doing a bit of SWAT.
You did a little bit of research, honey.
But I know that you've had a couple of songs in France. I mean, everyone knows you've had whatever. You were just like, you're an order of France. You've got like one of those knighthoods of the merits of the national with whatever.
Chevalier.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds about
chevalier
right.
Chevalier is a chevalier. It's an order of merit. It's basically, it's
like a knighthood.
Well, yeah, not a knighthood. It's not as kind of prestigious as a knighthood. It's a little bit under, but it's still very prestigious. It's a recognition for artistic cultural contributions, actually, and that's really what it's about. And yeah, it's cool. It's something it's cool. You know, hear me say that's really not really a correct word. Really, it's not the correct term. It's an incredible privilege. It comes, I guess, effectively, it's been given for the musical contribution, but
yeah.
I've also spent a lot of time and a number of years doing a lot of charity work, which people are not really aware of in this country.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of charity work in this country for a long time,
wow.
And it's something that I continue to do, but I've done an awful lot of charity work in France, too, the last 12 years, and, you know, the artistic community, the French artistic community is incredibly generous and feed the poor and contribute to a very, very big foundation there called Les Restos du Cœur, the Restaurants of the Heart, that was founded by a very interesting comedian called Coluche who passed away about 20 years ago, but the foundation still continues and is responsible for 60 million meals a year.
Wow.
And there's about 40 or 50 of us in the French community, artistic community, that do about 10 days of free shows.
Wow.
And like a huge variety show that we do, and for about 16,000-17,000 people a night.
Wow.
And every penny that's raised goes to feeding the poor of France. You know, I mean, I don't know any other country in the world that does that.
Not on that scale,
right? No,
I mean,
it's phenomenal.
Huge.
It's like a Rolling Stones or a U2 concert.
Yeah.
The production is unbelievable. It's really extraordinary. So it's also, I guess, in a sense, a part of it is probably in recognition of that too.
Yeah. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Joy
94.9. Getting to know you.
That's right.
No, no.
Tina Arena, it's time for getting to know you.
Oh, my God.
Yes, we are inspired.
Really wanna go there.
We're inspired by the musicals here at Joy, of course, full of all the gays.
full of colour.
We can't help ourselves.
Nothing
hey, you
like
did
it.
The gay and lesbian Mardi Gras last year Is that right?
Was it last year?
Or the year before that? No, it was last year.
It was last year.
And you did a French number, I think.
Yeah, I did.
We've got to play. Okay, before we get into this, getting to know you, I want to download from iTunes the Tina Arena
French. That you
French.
Officially, legally download. You and pay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yes. From iTunes. Otherwise. And which is the song that is you know, quintessentially Tina Arena French? You know, if there was an Australian version, there'd be so many, of course. But is there a French one I've got to get that I've got to hear?
There's a beautiful one on my last record, which was, it's kind of, it's a great album track. I don't think it's a single. I think it's way too sophisticated and probably.
No, I want the most popular pop.
No, don't go pop schmop.
No, the popular French Tina Arena song, one that all the French people would know.
Well, they love Aimer jusqu'à l'impossible. Aimer jusqu'à l'impossible.
Aimer. E-M-E. How do you spell that?
A-I-M-E-R.
A-I-M-E-R.
One word. Eme.
Eme. Okay. I'll search for
Love
Eme.
To the Impossible. That was a big hit.
Big hit? That's what I want.
You want the pop schmop.
Pop schmop.
Okay.
Pop schmop Tina Arena. Right. French. All right. Anyway, back to getting to know. Here's a little segment we like to call getting to know you. A few little random questions about yourself. Don't worry. It won't hurt one little bit.
Right. What, you know, what
do you, do
I mean,
you,
really.
Do you have any pets?
No, I don't.
No pets?
No, I used to.
Used to? Yeah. We'll skip that question then. What's the best meal that your mum used to make, or mum still makes? So you come home from living overseas in Europe for a month. You come home and mum makes you a big plate or dish of.
Well, it could either be a nice bowl of spaghetti or a cotoletta, a schnitzel, and some salad and spinach, and which is what I had last night. And,
nice.
And some stir-fried sort of zucchini and Spanish onion and garlic. Fantastic. Yeah, just
are you,
simple.
Are you a cook?
Yeah, I am.
And your signature dish? Do you have one?
I got a few.
Are you humble?
I got a few. I'm
at, like, humble, Tina.
I am humble. I'm humble in the kitchen. No.
What kind of stuff?
I just like, you know, usually I cook with whatever ingredients are fresh and available at that time. You know, I'm an easy cook. I'm a simple cook. I just cook from the heart. I don't get too fussy, but it's clean. I make a good schnitzel. I make a good soup. I make good soups. Make a killer bolognese.
You know MasterChef, right?
I know, I was asked to do it.
Get out! Yeah. And what happened?
Oh, no, I turned it down.
Oh,
because I know.
We love it.
I know, but I just thought, you don't really want to hear me swear and be a complete dick, do you?
We absolutely.
Yeah, right.
If you drop the F-bomb on MasterChef, that is ratings winner.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
What about a ratings winner on the breakfast
on radio?
Joy FM?
Yeah, this... You know, you
No, I couldn't do it. It's just, it's become a very overrated word. It's kind of, it lost its weight a long time ago.
Alrighty.
No, I didn't do it, but it is a good show.
Yes.
And I love food. I'm a big foodie.
Big foodie.
All right.
Oh, we'll see if we can up your fee and or donate it to somewhere and get you on.
Donate the fee, love. I've got to pay the bills. Get real. You've got to get got to get this fantasy that everybody in the music industry is rich, because they're not.
It's not true.
All
you
right?
don't drive around on a private jet.
No, with, mate.
Yes,
not
no.
at all.
Next month is 80s month at Joy because of the Radiothon. Tell us about your favourite, most fondest memories of the 80s.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah?
Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Oh.
ABC.
ABC, that was the 60s with the Jacksons. I think you got it mixed up.
No. You are a bit kooky, aren't you?
What's ABC?
Shoot that poison arrow through my heart.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Shoot that poison. How old are you?
30.
Right.
32.
Mate, forget it. Next.
No.
80s.
No, that was good.
80s. I had a great time at
there
school.
Was a couple, yeah.
I loved school.
Oh,
I
hey,
should,
really?
Yeah, I did.
High
I
school or primary school?
High school.
High school.
Because I started high school in 1980. I started at Columbus and I had an absolute
yeah.
whale of a time.
Great.
So the 80s for me represents school and,
oh, young
and friendships.
Time?
Yeah,
that
part
was the
of because I finished Young Talent time in 83 or 84. Yeah. So yeah, it was interesting time for
there
me.
You go. Fun. Tina Arena, it has been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for coming in to the studio and chatting to us. The new album, The Onstage Collection, which is actually a DVD.
It is a DVD.
And a CD as well. Filmed at Hamer Hall, right?
Filmed at Hamer Hall April last year. It was a really fun night. There's some very funny moments in it.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's some hilarious. The opening of the show is hilarious.
Oh, wonderful.
I had a couple of really great moments in the show. There was one woman that was texting a guy during one of my songs that she was having an affair with, and she was sitting next to a girlfriend of hers who completely just spilt the beans during my show and said, she's talking to her lover. I just went, oh, mate, I love it when people feed me like that, because I just went on and on. This poor girl wanted to disappear up her own backside. It was hilarious.
Oh, all on DVD?
No, I don't think that one's on DVD. That particular, that was one night. I filmed one night. It's an incredibly expensive exercise to film. You know, it was something that my producer and I financially collaborated in, and you know, it's not something you got to.
Not a decision you take lightly.
I don't have I don't have, you know, infinite budget, so we've got to. I did this DVD basically to thank the fans, the community of fans that have been incredibly loyal to me over the years, and it's kind of a gift to them and to the general public. There's not a lot of footage on concert footage on Tina Arena that's well done, and.
Great.
I kind of, for me, I thought, you know, well, if my toes curl tomorrow, they'll have
something. At least you'll have this.
You know, they'll have something to remember me.
Thanks for listening. For more, go to andyandadrian.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.